Mini episode 965 of the FDH Lounge is brought to you by Sportsology, delivering unconventional columns and webcasts about sports, TV, music, movies, and more. Follow them on the web at sportsology.com.
The FDH Lounge. You want to schedule your life around it.
A long time ago, on a gloomy, wet Cleveland spring night, two men stand alone amidst the late night drizzle. Their voices echo across the vacant station parking lot as they debate the merits of the great American radio show that have been missing for far too long. On that night, an idea was born. That idea became the FDH Lounge. Welcome to the FDH Lounge.
Welcome to FDH Lounge mini episode number 965 and our preview of Billions Season 3. I'm FDH Managing Partner Rick Morris, here with our look ahead at the newest season of Showtime's hit TV series about the intersection of high finance and law enforcement. Here's our top five storylines coming into Season 3. Number 5, John Malkovich, guest starring as a Russian billionaire? Yes, please. Ironically, or perhaps not ironically, he embodied the legendary role of Teddy KGB in Rounders 20 years ago, which was also written by Billions co-creators David Levine and Brian Koppelman. The Billions universe has always contained actual people making guest appearances such as Mark Cuban and interesting composite characters such as Lawrence Boyd, played by Eric Bogosian. Russians are a hot-button topic after the last presidential election, so to see this program exploring the dynamic with such a dynamic actor will be fascinating indeed. Number 4, familiar faces are in brand new places. At the end of Season 2, the brilliant and enigmatic Taylor took Axe's place as the chief decision-maker at Axe Capital, pending the outcome of the trial. At the same time, Kate Sacker gets the big promotion in Chuck's office, while Brian switches jurisdictions to head up the trial of Axe. Fundamentally, this show is about the Chuck versus Bobby with Wendy as special guest referee dynamic, but as the landscape widens over time, more characters are moving closer to center stage, and this year Taylor, Kate, and Brian will make their presences felt more than ever before. In particular, as Taylor moves into an unfamiliar place in the spotlight, it will be worth paying attention to how much influence the utterly amoral Wags has over the new face of Axe Capital. Number 3. The tug of war with Wendy between these two fierce warriors should lead to her being pulled back and forth worse than ever, although her ultimate direction has seemingly been telegraphed. At heart, Wendy does not share Chuck's characterization of Axe Capital as fundamentally corrupt. She's been disillusioned with its successes, but also refers fondly to what it is capable of being at its best. Then again, Chuck's low opinion of Axe Capital and its namesake has come increasingly from jealousy over Wendy's closeness with Bobby, a jealousy interestingly shared by Laura. It'd be wild to picture a scenario where Chuck and Laura begin to mistakenly think that their spouses slept together and actually have some revenge sex. That doesn't seem terribly likely, if for no other reason than it's hard to imagine Laura being attracted enough to Chuck, but spite is a strong emotion. At the end of the day, Wendy's worldview seems closer aligned to Bobby's, and for that reason it seems likely that she'll be less upset at Bobby when she learns that he tried to destroy Chuck, and more upset at Chuck for sacrificing Ira and his father in order to perpetrate what she'll probably see as entrapment. As such, the Rhodes marital reunion may be very short-lived, and if Wendy gets mad enough at Chuck, maybe we haven't heard the last of Chuck's illegal snooping on her laptop at the end of Season 1. Remember that Dake seemed pretty determined to nail Chuck for that, and Brian's suspicions about it troubled him greatly, and that Brian is now working for Dake. So even if Chuck is willing to sacrifice his marriage to nail Axe, and he did seem disillusioned by finding out that she was getting some on the side during their separation, he may find out that a second, more permanent estrangement from Wendy may have grave life consequences. Number 2. Chuck has his biggest enemy pinned down on the mat and gasping for air, but his best friend and his father may yet convince him that no man is an island. In order to set the trap for Axe, Chuck had to sacrifice his best friend and attorney, and also his father, with whom he's had a long-time love-hate relationship over the old man's controlling nature and inability to keep it in his pants. Also, it seems impossible to believe that Wendy's going to cheer him on for how he got Axe. At the end of Season 2, as Bobby was taunting Chuck with the price that he paid to nail him, Chuck kept repeating, "Worth it." But being truly isolated from those around him, beyond the emotional cost, may prove completely destabilizing to him as he works to use the Axelrod case as a catapult to the governor's mansion. Number 1, for Axe, Saving himself may mean finding the silver bullet to end Chuck's career. Bobby threatened Chuck in their jailhouse conversation that he'd find that thread that would unravel the case and turn the consequences back on Chuck. And while Chuck no-sold that statement, we the viewers know exactly where Axe can go to get him. The family connection, with Chuck having authorized his father to go into his blind trust for the purposes of the trap, would be ruinous to Chuck's political chances, as well as potentially damaging legally. Chuck thinks that he's covered his tracks completely, but it's likely that he's deluding himself. While there will be many fascinating subplots swirling around Season 3, the heart of the matter, as always, will be between Chuck and Bobby, with the latter likely needing not only to save himself, but to destroy his archenemy to survive. It seems hard to imagine a return to the status quo ante, with Axe free as a bird and Chuck not destroyed by the outcome, so the stakes could not be higher as we enter a monumental and probably pivotal Season 3. Thank you for joining us for this mini-episode of the FDH Lounge.
As we bring the show to a close, we would like to extend our deepest gratitude to NBC, CBS, ABC, Fox, All Clear Channel affiliates, TNT, TBS, USA, UPN, Deadspin.com, YouTube.com, YTMND.com, MySpace.com, various blogs, Fox News, CNN, CNBC, MSNBC, IamBored.com, Billboard.com, Google.com, ESPN, ESPN2, ESPN News, ESPN Classic, NBA TV, NFL Network, Sports Time Ohio, Athlon Magazine, Comedy Central, Cartoon Network, The Boomerang Channel, QVC, BET, The Spice Channel, Steno Notebooks, Manwich, Papermate Office Supplies, Waitresses, Strippers, Bartenders, Garbage Men, Janitors, Microwave Popcorn, The Writers of The Office, Scrubs, Entourage, My Name is Earl, Oz, Metalocalypse and the Boondocks, Aquafina, and The Periodic Table of Elements.